Lakeside High School recently won the 5A South Conference Boys and Girls Tennis Tournaments, and the school will be hosting the Class 5A State Tennis Tournament starting today. Lakeside head tennis coach Shawnee Green said that she was surprised to see that all four of the conference tournament finals were all Lakeside finals. My name is James Lee, and this is Garland County Locker Room, brought to you by the Sentinel Records Sports Department. I recently spoke with Coach Green about her team's winning the conference tournament, their chances at this week's state tournament, and since hosting state is such a big deal, why she chooses to host the tournament year after year.
First of all, I want to welcome Coach Shawnee Green to the podcast. She's the head tennis coach over at Lakeside. How are you doing today, Coach?
I'm doing great.
First of all, I wanted to say congratulations for your team's winning the conference meet this past week. How do you feel about how they played?
Well, I'm really excited for our boys and our girls because it was an all Lakeside finals, which was really unexpected. Our boys doubles teams were not the number one seed. My number two doubles team of William Ivy and Griffin Goley actually had to play the number one seed from like Hamilton, Ty Richardson and Kai Conley, who had beat my number one team already in the season. And they took them to three sets and they ended up beating them. And so that gave us an all Lakeside finals for boys. And we were super excited about it. I think our boys played probably as good as they have all season. And I hope that they can keep that momentum going into the state tournament. They've played some really good PA doubles teams and played well with them. And right now I just feel like they're playing really well together.
You know, I know that, you know, the pairing of Grayson Cornelison and Walker Wood, they ended up playing the third place game last year. You know, and both your doubles team, boys doubles team seem to be doing pretty well this year.
Yeah. At this point, both teams played together last year. Grayson and Walker played as a team and Griffin and William played as a team. And at this point, this is their second year playing together and they've grown a lot. And they're playing very well right now.
Let's go ahead and talk about, you know, your singles players. I mean, obviously Ben is expected to be the guy to beat from this conference. So, how do you feel about how the boys are playing?
You know, Ben is that kid that works his tail off. He's playing tennis all the time. He's at the country club hitting with Daniel constantly. He loves it. He really pushes himself and he wants to be the best. He's playing very well right now. Joe Patton is the number one seed out of, from Jonesboro, and Ben Hollis is the number two seed for the state tournament. And they played in the finals last year, and Ben lost in a third set tiebreaker. It was a hard loss. Ben played very well. I hope they both make it to the finals again this year.
That was a long day for him.
Match right before he had to play that kid, and he was really exhausted. So he was really tired at the end of that match for sure. But like I said, he puts in so much work, and he deserves it. Ben Hollis deserves it because he sure does put in the work.
Talk about your girls' singles players. Obviously, Julia ended up coming out ahead. But, you know, Sabrina, you know, played a good match as well.
Yes. They are both very solid players. Julia is a junior and Sabrina is just a 10th grader. And for Sabrina to be playing number two singles right now is, she played a long match in the conference, also, and she came out, the winner in that third set. And she's a very good tennis player. And she also loves it, and she works hard every day. You know, she plays a lot. And so I hope that our girls can get it done.
Your girls' doubles teams, not the same pairings that you had last year for obvious reasons.
Yeah, we actually have Addison Dowdy. She's a senior, and her doubles partner is Mia Francione, and she's a ninth grader. And then we have Elizabeth Cowan and Lauren Latham are together. Elizabeth is a junior, and Lauren is a ninth grader also. They're the number one doubles team, and Addison and Mia are the number two for me. And they finished first and second in the conference also. Elizabeth is an experienced tennis player. She's been playing for a while. Lauren is a ninth grader. I think she played a lot of tennis when she was younger. Her mom was a college tennis player, and she was a volleyball player, and she ended up, I think she gave volleyball up and just decided to come out here and give tennis a try, and she's in the top six and playing very well right now.
You definitely got a little bit of experience going into this next week.
Yes, yes. As far as Elizabeth and Julia, for sure, Addison and Mia haven't been, and Sabrina hasn't been, so... we do have some experience and then some young ones also.
You know, how do you feel about the team's chances going into the state tournament this week?
Well, I feel like our chances are awesome. And then you got to throw Jonesboro in the mix, you know. Jonesboro's got a lot of very good tennis players. Year after year after year, they're always the team to beat. And basically, that's the team that we're going to have to beat when it comes down to it. They've got the number one, I think, in girls and boys, I think they have the number one singles player in the draw and the number one doubles teams in the draw overall. So Jonesboro is definitely the team to beat. In girl-wise, there's a girl from Parkview in singles, Emery Simmons, who's a very good player. Hopefully we can make it happen.
Jonesboro's pretty much taken it home for what, the last 4 years?
Yeah, ever since they've come into our little 5A.
I know that for a while there, y'all had a bit of a dynasty going, didn't you?
Yes, we did. Mm-hmm.
How difficult is that to get all of those pieces together? Because I know it's got to be a lot.
It is. People really have no idea how much is involved in it. It's a little bit of work, and but we've done it for several years. And so between Coach B and myself, she helps me. And we've done it for so long, you know, it's just like we know exactly what we need to do. So that makes it a little bit easier because we have done it for so long. And we would rather be able to host the state tournament. We have beautiful facilities. We're able to use the country club. We're kind of a central location. Everybody, I mean, who doesn't want to come to Hot Springs, right? So we would rather host it and let our kids be able to play on their home courts than have to travel somewhere else. So it is a lot of work, and people don't realize what it entails, but we do it so our kids can play at home, you know. So we would rather do that than travel.
You know, there's also the option of, you know, those indoor courts in case it rains like it did a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I kind of worry about that. The forecast for Monday, the last time I looked, was like 58% chance of rain. But they're limited in those courts because they have to continue their lessons and all that. So really the most courts we could use are probably two. And if you had to do that on the first day, that would be – you'd be there for 24 hours. So hopefully
– long day.
Yeah. But we have had to use their indoor courts before. They're very generous. They're very giving. And if we have to, that's what we'll do. But hopefully the weather will cooperate.
How big is it for the kids, you know, knowing that they're going to be at home playing for the state tournament?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's, you know, I don't know if there's a home court advantage in tennis, but I think they enjoy, the kids really enjoy having people watch them play. And so, you know, sometimes you're able to have more people watch you play if you're at home. And that's really what the kids really like. They really like to perform in front of their peers and their family. And so they enjoy that.
That's something that I've noticed as well. There always seems to be a decent crowd for both conference and state.
Yeah. And, you know, I really enjoy it because especially like the second day, even the first day really of conference, like you have a big crowd and they're all very into the matches. And it's, you know, not like I said, that's what really gets those kids pumped up a little bit is having that crowd. And we had a good crowd for our conference tournament. And I feel like we'll have a good crowd at state also.
Well, I do appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk to me.
Well, I appreciate you, and you do a great job always covering our tournaments, and we really appreciate it.
We here at Garland County Locker Room would like to wish all of the teams and individuals competing at their respective tournaments good luck. Lakeside, Lake Hamilton, and Hot Springs will all have individuals competing at the Class 5A tournament here in Hot Springs. Fountain Lake and Arkadelphia will be competing in the Class 4A tournament at Repsamen Tennis Center in Little Rock. And Jaceyville and Bismarck will be competing in the Class 3A tournament at Burns Park in North Little Rock. If you like our content, please consider subscribing on your favorite podcast provider to get new episodes as soon as they become available. Also, if you have any comments, questions, or suggestions for new episodes, please drop us an email at sports@hotsr.com. We look forward to hearing from you.